It has, yeah. We're delighted the way the games have gone, in particular the India-Pakistan game. I think will stay with me forever, that incredible atmosphere. And then, of course, England-Australia as well. But, yeah, no, it's been tremendous, and we're delighted the way it's gone so far.
You'd speculated to add a little bit to the capacity. To get a crowd of over 24,000 for that India-Pakistan game, that was a significant moment for the county as well.
Well, it was. I mean, we had a record for an ODI at Edgbaston for that game, and then we broke that again for England-Australia. And we're hoping we might even break it again for the semi-final tomorrow with the pitch right in the centre and a smaller sight screen. So, no, we're delighted to get three games over 24,000. Just shows, you know, how people love coming to Edgbaston and love watching international cricket here in Birmingham.
You can't not mention the frustration with the weather, but the ground staff have done extraordinarily well, haven't they, for you?
Absolutely, and I think Gary Barwell and his team deserve a medal, and I'll be speaking to the ICC to make sure they get one, because yeah, without them the games wouldn't have been completed. I mean, if you watch them, the effort that they put in, the way they sprint on and off the pitch, but also all credit to the work that's been done on the outfield in terms of the speed of draining. But no, Gary and his team, I think they'll be enjoying a quiet beer tomorrow night once the fifth and final game's out of the way.
Because the reality is that the bidding process for international events is key, but then when you get them, you have to deliver, because otherwise next time you're not going to be successful.
You do, and there is constant pressure from that point of view. I mean, we know there's more international grounds in this country now than there are fixtures, and so it is an ongoing competition. And you're right, it's not just winning the bids, it's delivering. And that's one of the things that I'm most delighted about for the four games that we've had so far, is we've absolutely delivered. India-Pakistan is a very unique game. It's a fantastic event, but it has unique challenges, and we've hosted that now three times. And I think we've demonstrated that we do it extremely well. Again, England-Australia, the unique atmosphere that we are able to generate at Edgbaston with all of the fans from the West Midlands, they love their cricket. I think it's tremendous that so many of the journalists and the broadcasters have picked up on that this year in particular, that compared with the other two venues, the atmosphere here has just been absolutely fantastic. So no, we're very pleased, but we need to keep on delivering at that high level.
Staging the West Indies match and agreeing to be the first day-night test venue in England, I mean, it befits Warwickshire because it was the first day-night domestic match was played here under the lights. But it is a little bit of a calculated risk as well, isn't it? Because we don't know how well that pink ball is going to hold up over the course of a five-day match.
It is. I think that's a good description. It's a calculated risk. I mean, we had long discussions with ECB about whether to do it. Commercially, it would suggest that it was the right thing to do, because days two and three are pretty much sold out. So that's proved to be good. I think there's a big novelty factor there. I mean, 45% of the people that have bought tickets haven't bought a test match ticket at Edgbaston before. So that would suggest that a new audience are coming into test cricket, which is great.
How do you get those people to come back, say, for the T20 Blast campaign and watch the Birmingham Bears?
Well, I think it goes back to what we talked about earlier, which is giving them a great experience. And we know that Edgbaston has very, very good track record now in terms of our customer feedback, in terms of the ease of getting here, in terms of the food and beverage when we get here, the signage, the seating, the view, the atmosphere. And we take that very seriously. And we've invested a lot in that over recent years to make sure that our customer scores are very high.
There is one flip side in all this. You'll be aware of it as acutely as anybody. The membership will be saying, well, this is great that the ground is being a success. It's great to see the revenue coming in. But the Warwickshire County team isn't performing very well.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, you know, we're a county cricket club, and we take great pride in the performance of the Bears and have done over many years, and we're having a tough year this year. The county championship hasn't gone as we'd have liked. There was a lot of talk at the start of the season about changes, about the squad being an ageing squad and needing to go through a transition, and that's proven to be the case. Having said that, they're working very hard. They've been in this morning in the nets behind me working really hard. We've got a really important game down at Essex coming up, and then obviously we've got Lancs back here. So the guys are working hard. Jim's pushing them through the places. We talk regularly, and we need to turn things around. Obviously, we also had a disappointing 50-over competition, which was particularly disappointing as we were the current holders. So, yeah, it's been tough, but we've also been working hard at our T20. We've got Colin de Grandhomme coming in. We've got Elliot coming in as well, and we're hoping they're going to give us a boost, and we can turn in some good performance for the Bears fans in the 2020.